rights and never cross the picket line. Where workers' rights are enshrined and written, never cross the picket line. You must never cross the picket line.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. On Sunday, March 5th, nurses at the Delaware County Memorial Hospital in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, they took to the picket line in what they thought would be a two-day unfair labor practices strike, really just to get the attention of the billionaire hedge fund corporation, Prospect Medical Holdings. And really just to get them back to the bargaining table. Because that's, in my view, that's what strikes are meant to do. It's to wake up the other side, get them back to the bargaining table. But did the hedge fund company, did they get the message and return to the bargaining table? Well, no, they didn't. Our billionaire hedge funders, they locked their nurses out for an additional 2 days, citing contractual language with the SCABS, the temp agency. In my view, absolute nonsense. One of the people that caught my attention, though, on that day was Pennsylvania State Representative Jamie Santora. The thing about Jamie is he's a Republican. It's not often you find Republicans, at least in this day, who are willing to stand up for working people walking the picket line. That's why I've asked the Pennsylvania State Representative to come talk with us. Representative, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
So walk me through this. What is it that gets a Republican in this day and age to go stand on a picket line with working people?
Rick, these are my constituents. I'm always going to stand up for them. You've got to understand, in Delaware County, we've always had a long relationship with the trades, the nurses, the unions. And they're just hardworking people like we are. And they want what's fair. And we are there to make sure that they know that they've got support.
And the thing that bothers me is you look at this all across the country, what you're seeing is a consolidation of our healthcare industry into the hands of these big hedge funds and these big billionaire corporations. And it's all about squeezing the little people. It's all about squeezing more out of the workers.
You know what, Rick? That works in a lot of industries. But when you're talking about safety, we're talking about the nurse safety. But most important, and I think I made that clear on Sunday, and I think the nurses made that clear on Sunday, it's about patient safety. And that's just it's not right. And what you noticed there was it wasn't just Republicans. It was Democrats and Republicans that came together. We had Congressman Brady. We had Mayor McCosey, Mario Severa, who used to be in the State House and is now the head of county council as chairman. We all came together and we stood unified.
Now, does that message get through to an organization like Prospect?
It was made loud and clear because we also met with them the night before with their staff, their executives from the local region, and we made it clear that we were united. They, I'm sure, thought it was some type of partisan issue, but it wasn't. We had our other state representative from Upper Darby there, who is a Democrat. I'm a Republican. So you had both members of the House. You had Mario Severa. You had Bob Brady. You had the mayor. A representative from Tom McGarrigle's office, who is our state senator, who's also a Republican, he was there. If Tom wasn't away, he would have been there personally. We stand up for what's right. And we told them, you need to get back to the table. We tried to have a meeting set up for Tuesday. And I, to be honest with you, I don't even know if it happened because we were waiting for the mayor to get a call back.
Right. And the hope is, in every nurse that I talked to, all the people involved in this, it wasn't about money. It was about safety. It was about, because from what I'm being told, and maybe you've got more information than I do, since this big entity took over, they've been squeezing staffing, and the nurses have not been getting the tools that they need to properly care for their patients, which I got to be honest, as someone who's been in a hospital a time or two, I want empowered nurses. I want them to be able to stand up.
Sorry about that. I'm waiting for the fire truck to go by. But you're absolutely right. They do need to be empowered. They're the ones that are there 24 hours a day. The doctors have a very important role, and they do amazing things. They're trained very well, but so are the nurses, and they work hard. They're the bedside manner too.
Yes.
They're there when the families find out bad news, and they're there to comfort. They do a lot more than what they're trained to do. And for them to be treated like this is just, it's not right. You show up to work and you get sent home. You hear that they're going to close on a Friday and not schedule anybody and use your vacation pay. That's not being a team player. That's not right.
No, it's not right at all. But here's the thing. And one of the things that you said in your remarks that caught my attention was if they're not going to, make sure that staffing levels were proper, that maybe there's got to be some legislation, something out of Harrisburg that says, hey, we've got to protect patients. If the hospitals aren't going to be the ones doing it, somebody has to.
I've been supportive of safe staffing levels from the time I was elected my last term. I will continue to be. I can't guarantee you this right now, Rick. I got to look into it because all the bills are coming across our desks right in the first couple months of session. But if I'm not a co-sponsor on the bill, you better bet that I will be. It's not right. We've got to stand up for our patients. We got to stand up for our nurses so that we have 26, 30, 40 year nurses in that hospital.
Yeah.
I take a bet we don't have that with the doctors. And I respect the doctors. I respect what they do. They're paid well to do what they do. And our nurses, they feel that they're paid well. But when you start playing these games, that pay is diminished.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And again, we're seeing that this just not at the Delaware County Hospital. We're seeing it all across the country, all across the Commonwealth as well, which again, I keep coming back to. As a union guy, I want those nurses to be empowered to stick up for patients. But as a state legislator, you've got to be looking at this and going, hey, we've got to set some floor here at some point so that these fights don't have to happen all over the Commonwealth.
It would make it a lot easier because then it takes that argument away. And then when you're coming to contract negotiations, that's not on the table. And it shouldn't have to be on the table. They should want to do this.
Yeah.
This is a hospital that they come to us all the time and tell us, well, you got to understand, we're not the market rate hospital anymore. We're 85% Medicaid. Then what are you doing to rebrand yourself? I asked the other night, what is your business plan to make the hospital better? What are you doing to make people like me not drive by your hospital to go to Bryn Mawr or to another hospital? That they have a responsibility for that as well. When they bought this hospital, they have a legal commitment to keep the hospital open for, I believe it's 10 or 20 years. I'm not exactly sure, but it's a lengthy time. Don't make the investment. Put the business plan for it. These guys are hedge fund guys. They're smart business people. Act like it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and this is where probably we'll disagree. I don't think you run a hospital like a business. You run it as for the common good, for the patients who are going to come through the door. I don't know that you can market for heart attacks or you can market for the emergencies when they come up. You need to have community hospitals, which is why when I saw it was a county hospital, I was heartbroken because it's in the hands of now a hedge fund instead of in the hands of we the people.
Rick, I don't disagree with you, but I think you can do a little bit of both. They can go and find the right doctors to come in and the right teams like other hospitals have done. And then on top of that, you got these world-class nurses that are already there.
Yeah.
Utilize that, sell that. Delaware County was not a shabby hospital. I'm sorry. Yes, it's a little county hospital, but it's in a great little neighborhood. It's a strong community tie, generation after generation that have lived there. I think it could be successful if it has the right mix, but you got to treat your people right. And let me tell you another thing, Rick. They bought that hospital knowing that a union nursing group, the PASNEP, was in that hospital. They bought it knowing it. So stop this union busting. It drives me crazy that they're sending these people in here to try to bust up this union. That union does a good job representing their team, and you know what, it also helps these dedicated nurses. They know that they're going to have a good cost of somebody negotiating on their behalf that's going to continue to make sure that they have a good, well-paying job, that they have the right benefits, that they're going to be able to retire with something at some point in time and have a nest egg. And you know what? Why are those bad things?
No, they're not bad things, but I got to be honest with you, Representative. Have you told your party this?
Yeah, they know. My party does know this, and they know where we stand from the Southeast. We're it's not just me, and I don't want you to think it's me. I think if you really looked into it, you'll find that there's a lot of good representatives that support the stances of these unions. It's not there. I mean, are there some things we may not agree on? Of course there is, but that's with everybody, and that's internally within the union too.
Absolutely. But
that the principle that of it is that they provide a good living wage for their members. They make sure that they're safe. They've got the right training. They have the expertise because they have the right training. That, those are all important things. Who doesn't want that?
So how do we take what you've just said here today and move that to your party, to move your party somewhere, I don't even want north of Sanity, somewhere just, you know, near the Sane line?
Well, you know what? We're working on it. We've been successful in making sure certain things don't happen up at the state level.
And thank you for that.
So we'll keep doing that. There's some fundamental principles within the Republican Party that mean a lot to me. And that's why I will always remain a Republican, but I can reach across the aisle. I've done it in the past. I will continue to do it in the future.
Yeah, but I look at these nurses and the hard work that they do and the care and the compassion. They deserve a voice. They deserve a say. And they deserve to have enough of the tools and enough fellow staff to make sure that the patients get the care that they so rightly deserve.
That's exactly right. If we keep the focus on the patients, then I have a feeling we can be successful with it. It's not going to be an easy, you know, push right through the door type of thing, but we will continue to fight for it because it's what's right.
Representative, I appreciate you taking time for us. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Have a good night.
Great talking with you. Pennsylvania State Representative Jamie Santora. Again, it's rare in my view you find a Republican who's going to take that stand, but thank goodness he's there. Thanks goodness he's fighting for working people. Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Sorry to come, but there's no improvement. Never cross a picket line. Now where is the might of the Labour movement? Never cross a picket line. You must never cross a picket line.